So Kanye West is staying away from politics. But first, we'll go into what led him to stay away from it. Candace Owens created this group called Blexit. You probably know what it means if you've heard of the term Brexit. If you don't, it means black people exiting the Democratic Party. So Candace wanted Kanye involved in the movement by designing some merchandise with the name Blexit on it. Instead, Kanye gave her a designer to help her with the merch. But Candace took it too far by saying that Kanye designed the shirts and hats. Kanye basically said, "Whoa, I gave you a designer that can help you. I didn't want my name involved in this." So Candace, and to some extent Charlie Kirk, clearly wanted Kanye to be a big influence for the Republican Party and wanted him to recruit black people from the Democratic Party and have them on their party. But Kanye wasn't having any of that. To be fair to Candace Owens, it's not ridiculous to assume that Kanye was going to ride with the Republican Party because he was already on board with Donald Trump. But I guess Kanye felt that she went too far in his name by not coming to him about the Blexit, which he was okay with to an extent by giving her a designer, but not in adding his name in the movement. This is a good time to cover the tweets Kanye said regarding his departure from politics. Here's the first one, quote, "I support creating jobs and opportunities for people who need them the most. I support prison reform. I support common sense gun laws that will make our world safer." That first part about job creation, that's debatable. I'm fine with giving Trump that victory, even if the rate of job creation is at a similar trend as the previous administration and has continued since 2010. Not to mention the fact that most of these jobs being created at are low-wage jobs, just like it was the case under the Obama administration. Also, take into account that Kanye was railing against outsourcing at the Oval Office, but Trump has outsourced over 93,000 jobs in his first year. That's more than Obama in his last year in office. That's not to say that there hasn't been any job creation or that certain sectors aren't seeing any available work, but to say that the economy is doing well overall would be intellectually dishonest without addressing any nuances or complexities. So, for the sake of this conversation, let's say Kanye liking Trump for job creation is well merited, because that will be the only good reason Kanye would have after I go over the other policies he tweets about that Trump is either for, excuse me, not for, or is bad on. Prison reform? Not a chance, unless you're Rand Paul, because he's owned by the private prison industry, and Jeff Sessions is his attorney general. Well, used to be his attorney general. Remember, he was a person that said good people don't smoke marijuana, and he supports private prisons and locking people up for smoking weed. And gun laws? No. This is the same person that has advocated for armed teachers after the high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, earlier this year. Most Republican congressmen have received donations from the NRA, a gun organization that basically bribed Republicans to block any gun law bill. Even when there was a bill that would have implemented a watered-down background check, and that was after they removed an assault weapons ban, a high-capacity magazine ban, and a universal background check from that bill. There are more Democrats that support prison reform, and even more that support gun reform. Here's the next tweet. "I support those who risk their lives to serve and protect us, and I support holding people who misuse their power accountable. I believe in love and compassion for people seeking asylum and parents who are fighting to protect their children from violence and war." Why are we even having this conversation? Right now, there is a caravan of people from Latin America looking to make it to the U.S., many of whom are seeking asylum, and Trump has called for ending the asylum program. He wants to end birthright citizenship as well. He has proposed a Muslim ban, it's pretty inconsistent when you read about it. It's interesting that Saudi Arabia isn't listed. Why? Because they make him money, and they still make him money. A few months ago, Saudi leaders stayed in his hotel, and that hotel received a sharp spike in revenue during their stay. That increase is intentional because they are overpaying for a favor from Trump and the U.S. government so they can try to buy favorable policy. This is a guy that once said that they were responsible for 9/11 while campaigning. Now he fawns over them because they make him money. So not only is he bigoted based on the Muslim ban, he is corrupt. And the final tweet. I introduced Candace to the person who made the logo, and they didn't want their name on it, so she used mine. I never wanted any association with Blexit. I have nothing to do with it. My eyes are now wide open and now realize I've been used to spread great messages I don't believe in. I am distancing myself from politics and completely focusing on being creative. Kanye's made it very clear that he loves Trump. Nowhere in his commentary has he said that he's going to the Republican Party. Yet Candace Owens, Charlie Kirk, Fox News, Glenn Beck, and others were cheering him on, telling him that the liberals won't shut him up. What do they have to say about that now? Tommy Lahren, of all people, or Tommy Lahren, I don't know, warned folk on the right not to take Kanye under their wing because he could switch, and that's exactly what happened. As much as I find her wrong about most policies, with exception to her take on Syria, she's right about this. Kanye isn't politically savvy. We saw it in his bizarre speech he had at the Oval Office. These right-wing commentators place popularity and fame over policies when they embrace Kanye. Kanye isn't right-wing on policies. He even said that he liked Trump because he gives him this masculine energy that he didn't get as a kid and doesn't get with a family of mostly girls. What happened to facts over feelings? How does any of that relate to policies, or in this case, right-wing policies? Maybe he lost a lot of ties after pledging his love for Trump. I don't know, and if we get an answer from him on why he stopped talking about politics, he might switch up again. But here's a message to Republicans on getting black voters. You want to know one way to get black voters? Stop disenfranchising voters. Because right now in Georgia, Republican candidate for governor named Brian Kemp has suspended 53,000 voter registrations, and that's just from this year. Prior to this, he purged 340,000 between 2016 and 2017. His reason for suspending votes prior to this was that he is committed to clamping down on voter fraud. The problem with his reason, though, is that voter fraud is incredibly rare, like 31 for every billion rare. What makes this worse is that he's the one who oversees problems like this. He's the Secretary of State. This guy is gross, and if he steals the election and wins, then it's a loss for democracy. I should give a disclaimer that, unfortunately, most of this is illegal. But it doesn't take away the issue of votes being stolen because of some rule of making sure your address on your voter ID card matches your ID. This is hardly ever an issue in most states, so why even make it one here? We know why. So you can win by eliminating your opponent's voting base. And why does this pertain to the black community? Because 70% of the 53,000 purged voters are black. And this isn't an isolated issue. It's also happened in states like Kansas. Brian Kemp knows that black people largely vote Democrat. So why not make it next to impossible for them to vote by suspending their voter ID? Meanwhile, his opponent Stacey Abrams founded a nonprofit group that encourages non-voters to register to vote. So you tell me which of these two will likely uphold people's right to vote. The current Secretary of State that has suspended hundreds of thousands of votes so he can win knowing that most black people vote Democrat? Or the Democratic candidate that encourages voting regardless of what political ideology you come from? As of writing this, the election is close and is still being counted for, despite the brazen cheating from Brian Kemp. Stacey Abrams hasn't conceded, so we'll see how it goes from here. Right now, this percentage of black Trump supporters range from 3 to 11%. But even with 11%, there's no massive Blexit movement. Instead of focusing on getting stars to promote your party, how about promoting criminal justice reform, prison reform, or voting rights? But I doubt that will ever happen, because you would get plenty of black votes there. But once again, you're not going to learn.